At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 514.
On Now You Know. Tesla posted an article on X on Monday titled Master Plan Part 4, Sustainable Abundance.
It was a little light on details, but it was accompanied by an 80-second promo video that we'll share on Patreon today and discuss some more.
Homer's catalog says, what are the steps to achieve Master Plan Part 4? Scale FSD and Optimus, I guess, right?
Elon said, those are the biggest factors. About 80% of Tesla's value will be Optimus.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about what some people spotted in that video in this quick scene.
It looks like a prototype cyber cab being made out of clay in the Tesla Design Center in Hawthorne, California. I mean, so what?
No, look closer. Look in the background.
Some toy cyber trucks?
No, look closer. Those aren't cyber trucks. That looks like a cyber SUV.
Interesting. Do you think we were supposed to see that? Or do you think that that was like Easter egg hidden in plain sight?
I think we're probably supposed to see that, don't you think?
Oh.
We have the Cybertruck.
Yep.
It's somewhat popular. It's not as wildfire success, I think, as it could have been.
Probably just because of the price, though. Let's be honest.
It's way more expensive than people thought it was.
Right. I mean, when it was supposed to be $40,000 for the rear wheel drive, I think a lot of people would have bought it.
And the other question is, do people want a bigger SUV style electric car?
That's bulletproof.
That's cybery. I think it could work.
Well, we asked our patrons in today's Patreon poll, so we'll see what they think later in the show. And thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
We spend a lot of time online researching technology and sustainability.
But data brokers are researching you. They can legally collect and sell all types of information about you.
Details like your personally identifiable information, like your name, your address, your phone number, your relatives' names, and they can sell it to anyone with a credit card, opening you up to serious risks like identity theft, scams, phishing attempts, harassment, and doxing.
That's why I trust Delete Me to protect my privacy online.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that removes your personal information from hundreds of data brokers and people search sites, reducing the risk of your valuable data getting into the wrong hands.
Now, when I signed up a couple of years ago, we were impressed with what Delete Me found and removed, stuff like old addresses, past employers, personal information about my family. And the reason I signed up and Jesse didn't was we wanted to be scientific about it. And now Jesse keeps getting spam calls and harassments and stuff, and I don't.
When you sign up, you'll get a privacy report in 7 days.
Delete Me has been the leading expert in personally identifiable information removal for over 15 years and was recently named by Wirecutter as the number one data removal service.
Delete Me continuously removes your data using their own tech and doesn't outsource to third parties, so your data stays safe.
Delete Me privacy advisors are real people. They're available for custom requests and help when you need it.
See for yourself. Get 20% off Delete Me consumer plans when you go to joindeleteme.com/NYK20 and use the promo code NYK20 at checkout or use the QR code on screen.
That's joindeleteme.com/NYK20 and use our code NYK20 to save you 20%. So Tesla just got the J.D. Power NOAA Award for 2025 U.S. Tech Experience Index Overall Innovation.
No, J.D. Powers didn't give Tesla an award for that. Genesis got the award for that.
I know. That's what I said. That's because even though J.D. Power surveyed 76,239 owners of new 2025 model year vehicles, and even though Tesla scored 873 points for having the latest tech, the award went to Genesis, which scored 538.
Huh? Hold up.
But how could Tesla score higher?
Something ain't right.
I mean, look, even Rivian scored 730, which is way more than Genesis. So how could Genesis win the J.D. Power Tech Innovation Award?
Because it's obviously rigged, in my opinion. J.D. Power gave a asterisk, so brand is not rank eligible because it does not meet study award criteria. And you know what J.D. Power's criteria is? Tesla doesn't pay J.D. Power like other automakers do. So what does J.D. Power do? They omit Tesla from winning anything, even though clearly in this case, Tesla should get the award. Why call your yourself an independent vehicle study company if you're not going to honestly share the results of your studies? What's the point? Tesla is the obvious winner in this category. Even Rivian clearly beat Genesis. And by the way, I spoke to the owner of a 2025 Genesis the other day, and they did say that their car was filled with new tech, like a camera that makes sure you're paying attention to the road. Sounds good, right? Teslas have the same feature too, except the Genesis system doesn't work as advertised. It beeps at Genesis drivers constantly, even when they're paying close attention to the road. So I researched it on some forums, and it's true. So many Genesis owners hate this new system that most shut it off. Some have even gotten into crashes trying to figure out how to stop it from beeping at them. So congratulations, Genesis, on your award, even though you should be in distant third place. You guys paid J.D. Power, so you won the award. Yay.
Thank you.
Well, maybe Tesla hasn't been an auto brand long enough to qualify.
No. Tesla has been selling cars in the U.S. since 2008. Genesis, on the other hand, was established in November of 2015. And the first Genesis models, such as the G80 and the G90, hit U.S. dealerships in late 2016. This is just my opinion, but I think it's obvious to anyone who's been following this like we have that J.D. Power Awards are jokes. Just something for car dealers to show off on their desks.
Hey, is that Vinny Bambuzzolini?
No, that's actually his cousin, Guido Wambambolini.
Giga Berlin did get an award, though. The factory received the EMAS environmental certification.
Sounds boring, I know. But for all the claims that Tesla cut down a forest to build it and fake eco-warriors living in trees for months to protest it, the facts are the facts. The European Commission builds on the ISO 14001 standards and actually performs audits of factories around Europe.
Giga Berlin gets a lot of their electricity from solar energy, 15 megawatts in 2024.
Giga Berlin uses just 2.16 cubic meters of water per vehicle and has reduced CO2 by 39,667 tons.
Over 2 million trees have been planted so far.
And energy consumption is decreasing at Giga Berlin, which has hit a recycling rate of 90%.
And Brandenburg's environmental minister, Hanke Mittelstadt, praises Tesla as a role model. So no, it wasn't a J.D. Power award, no. Unfortunately.
And speaking of Giga Berlin, Tesla Manufacturing posted production of the all-new Model Y Performance started today at Giga Berlin.
That's exciting.
That is. Tesla's releasing over-the-air software update 2025.32.3.
Ooh, does that have a new game or something sexy?
No new games that I know of, but it will enable the cars to use their camera vision to inflate airbags and restrain occupants earlier during a collision event, which will reduce injuries even further.
Interesting.
Over-the-air updates. Just another way that Tesla keeps you safe and nobody talks about it.
Wait, Zach, breaking news, this just in. A cat stuck in a tree in North Hills, California. Let's go live to Brittany Hope on the scene.
The cat is still up there. And I bet that you can hear. Yeah, can you hear the meowing?
Yes.
So we're closer now.
Can we just keep
talking? Zach, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut your story a little short. We're going to be sending out our news vans to the scene of the cat stuck in the tree. Brittany, do you have any updates? Do you know if it's a boy cat or a girl cat?
So we have some background on the cat, but first let me kind of tell you the latest. So actually, let me use my flashlight so I can kind of show you. So way down, he came way down earlier, kind of toward those bushes. And then I should say she, we just learned she's a she from the owner, moved back up a little bit. So I think she's getting kind of tired because you can kind of hear the meowing in her voice. She sounds kind of weak.
This is incredible, Brittany. Can't believe we're getting live footage now for folks at home. Now that we know that this is a female cat stuck in the tree in North Hills, amazing reporting, Brittany. How did you find out it was a she?
Shouldn't we be talking about the fact that a car company can make their entire fleet of cars safer with a free software update? I mean, that means that millions of Tesla drivers and passengers will have safer vehicles.
Well, hang on. Brittany, I'm hearing that you have some footage of the cat.
Listen to this. We just got some really good video reactions. See her face when she was lowered just a bit ago.
Be sure to stay tuned, folks, for more live footage of interesting stuff that's happening all over the world. We bring you the hardest hitting, most important news in the entire world. And you definitely don't want to turn off your television because television is king.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, can we just go to video contributor stories? Because this, I can't take it anymore. What do we got today?
Scott in San Francisco had these three interesting full self-driving scenarios.
In this first clip, I approach this busy intersection, and it has to make a right turn here. There's a market off to the right, and you can see the road widens up. It starts to make the turn into traffic and realizes it's made a mistake. The interesting thing is it bails into the space into the right, knowing that it's there, waits for another gap that it can safely make it into, and then proceeds. Going to make mistakes, but it fixes it. In the next clip, I'm going to go through an intersection and then approach a roadwork area. And as we come up on this roadwork area, you can see there's a flagman with a clear stop sign, but his face is turned and looking the other way. I think FSD must be looking for a stop sign and eye contact. It's crazy, but it's going to ignore this stop sign. And right here, I put on the brakes, make the natural turn. And in this clip, I'm approaching a yoga studio. The white car is sort of blocked in. The guy in the slate car has to turn into traffic to give the white car space to get out. But now he has totally blocked me in. You can see the people on the truck on the left are milling around. And so I suspect they might be leaving. And I just hang tight. And you know, you get a little obstinate the more you drive FSD. And you just think, it'll figure it out. Like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, we'll figure it out. So I just sit here a second. The car knows it can't make it through that gap. This guy tries to back up, make a little more space, and while he's doing that, the people in the white truck pull out. And as they pull out, the driver sees he's got enough space. The driver in the slate car can go to my left, make it out that gap. I never touched the brake, never did anything. FSD just continues. Now you know.
Thank you, Scott. That was interesting. I want to see in the comments how many people think Scott's right, that FSD can tell whether the flag person is looking or not. Because, I mean, that'd be great if it can. I'm sure it can in the future. I don't know if that's true.
Scott, you are very brave.
Yes.
I am not as brave as you, Scott.
I'm a little braver than Jesse, but not as brave as Scott. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on our Patreon today, don't forget to enter for your chance to win the Tesla wall connector.
We've also got Patreon bonus stories just for our lovely patrons,
including footage of FSD saving Tesla owners' lives.
We'll see you wonderful patrons over on Patreon.
All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs of these important people who keep us going. Who do we got today?
We've got Paul Valise,
Angus Peters,
Caesar and Laura Flores,
Todd Kordekamp,
and Jan Hackenduffer.
Thank you so much, guys, for keeping us going. All right, it's time for the Patreon poll. And we asked our patrons, do you think this means Tesla will be making a cyber SUV? What do you think?
Yes.
No, 71% said no. I think Tesla has a lot of potential designs laying around the design studio. That doesn't mean they're going to make every one of them. I mean, they're usually right, but
I know.
We all want it to be true.
I do want a cyber SUV. I mean, I have a Cybertruck, and I love the Cybertruck, and you can fit five people in it.
It's basically a cyber SUV.
But I mean, if you did make it into an SUV, you could fit like nine people in it.
I know. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And basically, it's a lot about talking about Great Britain, so we're just going to sum it up here. Elon said, a government that puts foreigners above their own people is by definition treasonous and illegitimate. The people of Britain deserve a government that represents their interests, not those of shadowy foreign organizations. If the current British government is not on the side of the people of Britain, then they are, by definition, traitors. And then Elon posted this, white feathers for the cowards. And a lot of people are like, what does that mean? Jacktron says, for anyone that doesn't get the reference, he's referring to the historical white feather movement of World War I, where British women shamed men into enlistment by presenting white feathers as a symbol of cowardice. And someone posted, please wake up. Elon said, yes, time to wake up. All right, it's time for community mail time. Remember, we need your videos and ideas. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got today?
Raphael spotted this XPeng G9 in Antwerp, Belgium.
Nice.
And can you tell me where in the world this Tesla is that Kevin spotted?
Well, I mean, it's got a European license plate. I can't make out the, Spain.
The answer is Athens, Greece.
I wasn't far off. I was kind of far off. Tom found the new Model Y Performance in, of course, Giga Berlin makes it, Germany.
I love that he got the side-by-side comparison of the rear. So you can look see at that. How far the spoiler comes out.
Neat.
It's a spoiler. Spoiler alert. Sean found this oddly small Bright Drop van in Ontario.
Oh, yeah. They do make like a small version, like a last mile version.
It's
for smaller streets.
Cute.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Is that Ontario, Canada or Ontario, California?
I don't know. So
can you make out the
license? You geoguessers out there, you're going to have to tell me.
And Joshua just installed his EcoFlow HeatGuard solar film. He got 190 watts to charge his power pack.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It looks like it sticks onto your glass roof, mm-hmm. transforming it into a solar roof, no longer a glass roof. There's two sections. The cables come back and in through the trunk in the back. So I don't know if it leaks or not.
Interesting. Let's reach out to EcoFlow and get this and see if it works.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to test it. I'll test it.
Oh, okay.
All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews. This is where you guys go out and review the Superchargers.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. It's Mike and Libby. We are here in Gainesville, Florida. At a 7 spot. I feel like there's gotta be an 8th one here somewhere. Oh, 8 spots. Yeah, 8 spot. All these pull-in ones. It's not a bad spot, I guess. It's right off the highway, just a little bit down the road. You're in the parking lot of a Burger King, which is both good and bad, I guess. They lock their doors though at 10 at night, so I don't know if that's great for a night thing. But then just right over the way is a Circle K, and across the street is another Circle K, and a little farther down is another gas station or two. So there are a couple little options if you need to get something to eat or drink. So I would give this a there are no trash cans here except for the Burger King's trash cans. So I would say I'm gonna get this. What do you want to give this? A 6 out of 10. And now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. My name's Quake and my daughter Kwame. Say hi, Kwame. All right, we're here at the new Minot Supercharger. The new kind, all right, the fast kind, all right. Next to Marketplace Foods. There's nothing much here, just that. But because we've been waiting for this one for 2 years, so I'm gonna rate this generously, all right? So I'm gonna give it a 7.5. But you need to plan at night because there's gonna be no bathroom, all right? At least it's there, all right? And then my daughter is charging. Come on, charge your car, Kwame. Yeah, full charge na daw siya. All right. And the wife. All righty. My name is Quake. And here's the Minot Supercharger. 7.5.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. We got a map on our website where you can upload your own and see everybody else's.
Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. Don't forget to head over to Patreon next for your Patreon bonus stories and to enter for your chance to win the Tesla wall connector. The drawing is happening this week.
See you guys on Thursday, everybody.
Now you know.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.